Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Don't step over things, especially cartels. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 16, text 6, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Dvo bhuta sargo lokesmin daiva asura eva cha daiva vistarasha prokta
daiva vistarasha prokta
asurang partha me shrinu
asurang partha me shrinu
dvo bhuta sargo lokesmin daiva asura eva cha
daiva
vistara shaf prokta
daiva vistara shaf prokta
asurang partha me shrinu dvau. Two. This is two in the sense of number. 1, 2, 2. Bhutasargau. Created living beings. Loke. In the world. Asmin. This. Daivaha. Godly. Asuraha. Demoniac. Eva. Certainly. Cha. And. Daivaha. The divine. Vistarashaha. At great length. Proktaha. Said. Asuram. The demoniac. Partha. O son of Pritha. May from me. Shrunu. Just hear. Hear in the sense of hearing through the ears. Otherwise, if I say just hear, you might think Yahipar, just hear. Isn't it? So I'm just clarifying that. Although you should know from the word Shrunu, which is similar to Shravan, that it's about hearing through the ear. Of course, hearing in Krishna consciousness means more than through the ear. Maybe at school your teachers would complain that what they say goes in one ear and out the other. Did you ever hear that from your teachers? That you don't catch it. So Yaj Trinvan Supa.
No, that verse is there. Shrinvatam shataya nityam grinatas chasvacheshtitam.
One should not only hear with faith, but one should endeavor to catch it. So, translation of this verse. Verse translation. O son of Pritha, in this world there are two kinds of created beings. One is called the divine, and the other demoniac. I have already explained to you at length the divine qualities. Now hear from me of the demoniac. Purport, Lord Krishna, having assured Arjuna that he was born with the divine qualities, is now describing the demoniac way. The conditioned living entities are divided into two classes in this world. Those who are born with divine qualities follow a regulated life. That is to say, they abide by the injunctions in scriptures and by the authorities. One should perform duties in the light of authoritative scripture. This mentality is called divine. one who does not follow the regulative principles as they are laid down in the scriptures, and who acts according to his whims, is called demoniac or asuric. There is no other criterion but obedience to the regulative principles of scriptures. It is mentioned in Vedic literature that both the demigods and the demons are born of the Prajapati. The only difference is that one class obeys the Vedic injunctions and the other does not.
Bhagavad Gita is mostly a treatise on the divine way of life. It is meant to raise people to the divine consciousness and describes the divine consciousness. In this chapter, in the first three verses are described the divine consciousness, and the rest of the chapter describes the consciousness of the demons on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It was very clear that the divine persons were Yudhishthira, Arjuna. Demoniac was Duryodhana, was clearly highly demoniac. Karna, Ashwatthama. But it could become somewhat confusing also. Bhima was divine, but some of his activities appeared to be like some of the demons. He's drinking the blood of Dushasana, for instance, after he'd killed him. Bhishma and Drona, they were divine, but they were fighting on the side of demoniac Duryodhana. Shalya was also uncle and well-wisher of the Pandavas, but by circumstance he was tricked into fighting on the other side. Karna, sometimes he's portrayed as having divine qualities, but his overall attitude was inimical to the Pandavas. In fact, when Arjuna was ready to kill Karna on the order of Krishna, and Karna said, "This is not according to dharma." And then Krishna just said to Karna, "Where was your dharma in the gambling match? Where was your dharma? Where was your dharma when you banished the Pandavas to the forest? Where was your dharma when you all surrounded Abhimanyu and killed?" He gave a long list, and then Karna had nothing to say. Arjuna, no, it wasn't like that. With an arrow, killed him. But the point is, it may be not so clear-cut. Even Duryodhana, as he was dying, struck by the mace of Bhima in a manner that is not according to the code of dharma for the kshatriyas. Duryodhana said, I don't mind to die. I've led a good life," he said. In his own estimation, "I performed so many sacrifices. I maintained so many brahmanas. I ruled the kingdom according to religious principles. But you will have to stay here and suffer for your impious activities," he said to the Pandavas. Now, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada makes a distinction between the divine and the demoniac, those who follow the Vedic regulated principles and those who don't. That's the distinction that he makes. But and that's also how this chapter ends, by stating that the divine people, they follow the Vedic principles, and the demoniac, they don't. But we see that Duryodhana, in many ways, he followed the Vedic principles. He followed the Vedic principles, but there was one, the most important one, which he didn't follow, which is Smartavya Satatang Vishnu Vistmartavya Najatu Chit Sarvavidhi Nishedasya Eta Yoreva Kinkaraha. All the rules and regulations of the Vedas are supposed to support this essential one, to always think of Vishnu and never forget him.
And that means favorably, because Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna. Shishupal was also always thinking of Krishna, but not in a favorable way, in an unfavorable way. So we can't just take any just one statement from Shastra and make a whole philosophy about it. I mean, there are some statements we can. Jiva Sarupoi Krishna Nityadas. But for instance, that the Jiva is the servant of Krishna. But then even to understand what that means, we have to see other statements in Shastra, because the Mayavadis will say that, yes, well, the poor man is God, so we should serve the poor man, with the Daridra Narayan idea. So everything has to be understood in whole. So this the first two lines of this verse also appear in the Padma Purana. If you'd like to take photographs, please don't do so now. Please listen now. If you'd like to take photos, please take later. And describing in essence what is a demon and what is a devotee. So that verse goes, Dvo bhuta sargo lokesmin deva asura eva cha. And then, Vishnu bhakta bhavedhaiva asuryas tadviparyayaha. There are two kinds of people in the world, divine and demoniac. Those who are devotees of Vishnu, they are divine, and those who are the opposite, they are called asuras. I remember many years ago, in a public program in Nellore, I quoted this verse. And one person from Sri Vaishnava background was excited. Oh, where's that from? Where's that verse from? He was excited. He hadn't heard that before. It was divine. It was devotee of Vishnu. So that's the basic qualification. That's why even Duryodhana, he followed the rules and regulations, but he wasn't a devotee of Vishnu. And that's also why Apichet Sudara Charo Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak Sadhureva Samantavya. Even if one performs apparently demoniac activities, but his real intention of life is to serve Krishna, then he's to be considered saintly. Now, of course, generally the devotees, they do have divine qualities and not demoniac qualities. It's also a verse that Prabhupada often quoted. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati kinchana sarvarya gunaish tatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kato mahan guna manoratena sati dhavato bahi. In persons who have unflinching, unalloyed devotional service to Krishna, all the good qualities of the demigods or these saintly persons appear. And for those who are not devotees, even if they have apparent good qualities, they're not really good qualities, they're just products of the mental platform. So, with that in mind, we can just go through this chapter, I don't know, and see how sometimes the good qualities are manifested in demoniac persons, and the bad qualities may sometimes manifest in good persons, and the bad qualities may not be in bad persons. It's not that here in this chapter, Krishna describes the general idea. Gives a general overview of the demoniac nature, but it's not that every demon has all of these bad qualities. So, good qualities. Abhayam. Fearlessness. Well, many demons are also, this is the good qualities. So many demons are also apparently fearless. You say, well, I don't believe in any god, but anyway, we don't care. When we die, just all the functions of the body stop, the neurons stop acting, and that's it. It's all over. It's finished. So they're fearless. They think, anyway, you're going to die, so what does it matter? That's a wrong kind of fearlessness. Oh, yeah, I guess I should go scroll forward a bit. First of all, to Asatyam Apratishtante Jagad Ahuran Ishwaram Aparaspara Sambhutam Kimanyat Kama Haitukam. Persons who say there is no God, there's no one in control, there's no ultimate principle of everything, there's no ultimate truth. Everything simply comes into being by random interaction of material elements. And what's the point of doing anything except to fulfill our lust? Now, even in this one verse, there are different kinds of demons. Not someone might say that asatyam apratishtamte. There's no ultimate truth. There's no ultimate basis of everything. But they might not say kim anyat kama haitukam. They may not be simply lusty. So these are different kinds of demons. But this someone who's like this, they're definitely a demon. If they say there's no ultimate truth. We're just humans and all living beings, just chemicals. There's no purpose in the universe. Everything's just going on. And we're born and we die and that's it. There's nothing more to it. So such persons are definitely demons. No doubt about it. Anyone who's an atheist must rank among the demons. But then we see that, for instance, Ravana is one of the most famous Rakshasas, but he was also worshipping Shiva. So he recognized some higher power. And worshipping Shiva means according to the Vedic principles. Now, yeah, I won't go in order here. I'll scoot around a bit. Okay, other demoniac symptoms. Dambho, darpo, bhimanascha, krodha, parasham, evacha, agyana, cha, bhijatasya, partha, sampadam, asurim. Qualities of the demons, asuras. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These are qualities we expect in very demoniac people, isn't it? The arrogant, proud, and boasting. They may be like that, but they may not be ignorant. They may even be learned Vedic scholars and still be proud and speak harshly. That's also possible. Or in the worldly sense, they might be very learned. And in fact, we find many atheists who are very learned in the worldly sense. In fact, that's often pointed out by atheists as a sign of the veracity of atheism. That as we get in the higher level, people with higher education in Western academics, the more educated the class of people is, the more percentage of atheists you can expect. Well, that's because the whole education is atheistic. But they take that as it's a sign of intelligence. They want to show by this that one is atheistic. According to Bhagavad Gita, it's a sign of a demoniac propensity that one does not accept that one is controlled, even though one is certainly controlled at every moment. We're under so many restrictions from nature. We can't see in the dark without artificial light. We can't control, if we have dysentery, we can't control the workings of our intestines. If we have a toothache, we can't just wish it away. We can't fly in the sky like a bird. We can't stop death. We're controlled in so many ways. But they don't like to admit that there's a supreme controller. Now, it's not that everyone who is an atheist speaks very harshly. Parusha means They may be very suave and sophisticated in their behavior, cultured according to the worldly standard. The most famous atheist in the world, at the present time, at least famous for being an atheist, is Professor Richard Dawkins. And he can get flustered, but most of the time he tends to keep rather cool. Not really very cool, but he can be quite sharp in his speech. But he has an air of Oxford sophistication. And of being concerned with others. He promotes atheism because he's concerned that others not be misled by religion. Although I don't understand his concern if he thinks that anyway we're just all chemicals who are just going to dissolve in after a few days. Why should you bother? Why should you bother at all? But anyway, the point is, he doesn't have manifest pride, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. Although you could say it's very proud and arrogant to say there's no God, but in his general manner, he's what people would call a gentleman. Whereas you do see some religious people, and often Vaishnavas are accused of this, of being proud, arrogant, conceited. They may get angry, they may get harsh. Srila Prabhupada could be angry and harsh. Definitely not ignorant. The Vaishnavas are the only people in actual knowledge, because they know Krishna to be all in all. Yomam eva samurho janati purushottamam sasarva vid bhajatimam sarva bhavena bharata. Krishna says, one who knows me is the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting, knows everything. And thus he engages in my devotional service in all respects. So it may seem that a devotee is very good. No, Krishna is supreme. Don't bring any wrong idea here. You may become very strong. People think, oh, why is he becoming angry? Because they have the idea that a sadhu means someone who just holds a flower and smiles and says, Om, or love, peace, and just loves everyone. There's no practical manifestation to that love except smiling at them. But he's supposed to love everyone. Or is advertised as loving everyone. Some of the qualities mentioned of the saintly people, dhanam, damascha, yagyascha, giving in charity, controlling the senses, performing yagyas. But we'll find later in this chapter that the demons, they may also do such things. Where is that verse? Yeah, here it says. Yakshe dasyami modisha. Yakshe means the demon thinks, I will perform sacrifices. I will give in charity. So demons may also give in charity and perform sacrifices, as Ravana was doing. His son Indrajit was expert in performing sacrifices. So the saintly people may do, and the demoniac people may do also. They may be very religious. The demoniac people may be religious, but it's religious in show only. They're not really concerned with God. They think, if I can get some personal benefit, yajante nama yagyaiste dambhena viti purvakam. They perform sacrifices, but in name only, out of pride, and they don't properly follow the rules and regulations of doing so. So the demons, they may have qualities that appear to be saintly. They may follow the Vedic regulated principles. They may do daily worship. They may be Brahmins doing daily worship, even chanting the names of Vishnu. But their aim is to become recognized by others. Idamadhyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idamastidam api me bhavishyati punardhanam. They're always scheming how to get more and more money. They're very cunning. They look as if they're very saint. They may look as if they're very good, but they're actually scheming in various ways how to exploit others. There are words for this in modern psychology. Psychopath, someone who behaves very nicely with others, but his actual aim is to use them and exploit them for his own purpose. He doesn't actually care for them, but he acts as if he does. But he gets, and he may do some things for them, but he gets more from them. It's all calculated. He gets more from them than he gives to them. It's all calculated. The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. Asomaya hatashatrur hanishe chaparan api ishvaro hamahambhogi siddho hambalavan sukhi ardhyo bijanavan asmi konyo sti sadrishomaya yakshe dasyami modisha ityagyana vimohitaha. The demoniac person thinks, he is my enemy and I have killed him, and my other enemies will also be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way such persons are deluded by ignorance. So it may be also people who are giving charity. They may be demoniac. They do so, they give charity, not because they actually care for anyone or they want to help anyone, but they think they'll become more prestigious by doing so. And they'll get some benefit by doing so. Just like we see, someone makes money by any means, by cheating, putting buffalo fat in the dalda and all this kind of thing. And then having become rich, they open a school or a hospital, and then they want to show they're helping others. They're doing good for others. Or they sponsor midday meals for children in school, and people think this is very good. They're helping the children to have a very good future. But their idea is that, well, in the future we'll have more educated people to work in our company, and then there'll be so many graduates that we can employ them. And the first graduation, they pay them almost nothing and work them until they're almost dead. And then the next batch comes through and they also work them until they're almost dead for no pay practically. And they go on like that. But they say, oh, see, we help them to get a good education. Anyway, they're required to, they get a tax break for doing so. But they make it, oh yes, we're really building the nation. Building the nation, they're building up their own company. And that's, so they talk very sweetly and very nicely, but actually their intention is not to help others. It's to exploit others. Or we may think that what's her name? Teresa in Calcutta, very saintly, eating meat every day. Very saintly for what? For lepers, but not for the chickens and goats and probably cows that she was eating. So people, they think, oh, it's very nice, very saintly, because they don't have a clear idea themselves. Now, in this verse, it says there are two kinds of people, the verse that we opened the class with, the divine and the demoniac. But in the Bhagavatam, an intermediate class is mentioned also. Ishvaro, Ishvare tad adhineshu, balisheshu, dvishatshucha. Prema maitri kripa upeksha yakaroti sa madhyamaha. explaining the behavior and outlook of the Madhyamadhikari Vaishnava. It's described that he recognizes there is the Supreme Lord, there are devotees, there are innocent people, and there are envious people, and he behaves with them differently. He loves the Supreme Lord, makes friendship with the devotees, is merciful to the foolish and innocent, and he neglects the demoniac, doesn't interact with them. So there's an intermediate class also who are innocent. And depending on the kind of, they're just these ordinary people. They're not, if they get good association, they can be saintly. The mass of people tend to follow the leaders. So if they get good association, they can be saintly. And if they get bad association, they'll be demoniac, which we see at the present time. Everyone is becoming more and more demoniac. Here in this city of Hyderabad, if we look at all the people, if we go back to their great grandparents, we would find that their great grandparents were leading a much more religious and pious life than the average person. Why Hyderabad? In India, or practically anywhere in the world today. Because the culture was more religious. Now it's become more materialistic, and people are more materialistic. They don't think for themselves. Even the so-called highly educated people, they just follow the example given by everyone else. In school, in college, they get the idea you have to work hard and then you can get a good job. We saw so many people with good jobs yesterday in the hospital. They're in the hospital for most of the day. There's no daylight, there's no fresh air, underground. And they're busy all day. They're deliberately unfriendly. Means polite but unfriendly, because just one patient after another. Work, 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 work. And they think that's success, got a good job. But no idea of the higher goal of life. Nothing. Just if they have any religious idea, even slightly, just like I said to one doctor yesterday, and he said, oh, my temple is my workplace. So it's the same, work is worship idea. And that's a nonsense idea, because everyone's working, but it doesn't mean that everyone's worshipping. You have to work anyway. Nahi kaschikshanam api jatu tishtadya karma krit. You can't not work, everyone has to work, and if you say work is worship, then what's the meaning? Then everyone's worshipping. But worship is something that you decide to do separately. It's not that work is automatically worship. Or Dr. Patel, the famous Dr. Patel, on the beach with Prabhupada. He proposed to Prabhupada that bhakti means one should think that everything I'm doing is for Krishna. Prabhupada said, no, that's not right. You have to follow Krishna's instructions. Not that you just think whatever I'm doing for Krishna. You have to do what Krishna tells you to do. Not that you think, well, whatever I'm doing, well, okay, it's for Krishna. But you have to do what Krishna says. There's a difference. You may say, well, what I like to do, I do for Krishna, but you have to follow Krishna's instructions. So, description of the demons is given in this chapter. Aneka chitta vibhranta mohajala samavritaha prasakta kama bhogeshu patanti narakeshu chau. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. Always in anxiety, because they're always thinking how I have to improve my position, I have to show I'm better than others. They're always trying to show that they're better than others. Ishvaro hum. They're very concerned to show I'm better than others.
They work so hard to get money. I just saw this internet dongle. We see then when this, what's it called? Tata Photon. And then the news automatically comes up. So some cricketer had, it's the, comes up the top item. Just some cricketer just bought a car for 2 crores. That's just his car. I mean, you can buy a car probably for 2 lakhs, isn't it? Isn't it? You can buy a car for 2 lakhs. So he bought a 2 crore car. And then why? It's just for prestige to show I'm, you, you're a 2, you have a, you're a 2 lakh car. I'm a 2 crore car. Just for prestige. He's got so much money, these people now. 2 crore car. Just because they like to, they have to show I'm superior. Why do they make such expensive cars? Just to, just so people can buy them to show that I am superior. And even the way you dress, certain people are dressed with a very nice suit of a lady's with silk sari and gold jari. And just doesn't make any difference how you're dressed to who you are. But you feel, yes, I'm superior to this servant girl is wearing some polyester sari. I'm wearing a silk sari. And then gold and jewel for prestige, just to show I am better. And they have to do something. They have to, you have to do something with your life to show that you're better than others. Don't be an ordinary person. That motive may come in devotional service also. One should want to do something for the service of Krishna. Let me try to do something to help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. But if one thing, I have to show something. I have to show that I'm better than the others. Okay, build a big temple. Collect lots of money. Be seen, get photographed in the newspaper with the governor of the state. There's nothing wrong with all of these things if one is doing it for Krishna's pleasure. But the demoniac attitude can come also, that let myself be noticed. I have to outdo others. And then just like the demoniac people for prestige, they like to be seen at parties with all big people, Bollywood parties, and they'll show in the paper the next day, this actor, this actress, you have to go to the prestige parties to be seen with all the elite people. And then you'll find someone they like to be photographed with among devotees also. They like to be photographed with this sannyasi and that sannyasi, and then they stick the pictures on the wall and show, as if to show, yes, I've become very big. So this attitude of promoting oneself, it's all complete foolishness, because however we may try to show ourselves to be extraordinary, yes, I'm so great, I did this, I did that, I distributed so many books, I built a big temple, I'm a great devotee, don't you know I'm a great devotee? Oh, sorry, I'm humble. It's all the attempt, Ishvara, Ishvara Aham, it's all the attempt to show, I'm very great. Siddhoham, Balavan, I'm powerful, I'm powerful, yes, I'm the authority here, do what I say. So that may be there, the authority has to be there in any organization, but to identify oneself with that role instead of identifying oneself as a servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas means that one is infected with the demoniac mentality. The idea to show I'm better than others. But it's all foolishness, because we're all, everyone's very, very ordinary. Who are the great people in the world today? Narendra Modi, I guess, is one of the biggest people in the world. This Vladimir Putin seems to be big guy in the world. Politicians, Barack Obama, fading out, as they all do. That's, and then in sports, I don't know. This cricketer who bought a 2 crore car, whoever it is. Then in the cinema, it's always Amitabh Bachchan until he. But anyway, he's going on.
As long as he can be on a poster advertising everything you can imagine, you'll see him. So he's a big man. All insignificant. No one is extraordinary. Krishna is extraordinary. We should praise Krishna. Krishna is extraordinary, that's all. And we can praise the devotees for their actual devotion. See, you devotees, you dress very simply. But we dress very simply, but we can appreciate the quality that someone's actually devoted to Krishna. They love Krishna, or they're trying to reawaken their dormant love for Krishna. So that is a great quality. If they can develop a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna, and serving the Vaishnavas, that is the divine quality. That quality is divine, and all other qualities will come for that. But otherwise, one may appear to have so many good qualities, or it may be that not everyone is. They may not have all these demoniac qualities. Here's another. Na shocham na pichacharo na satyam teshu vidyate. In the demons, cleanliness, proper behavior, truth, it's not present in them. But you may find among the demons, they may be very clean. They may follow Vedic rules of purity and cleanliness very strictly. They may follow all the rules and regulations, especially if they're some smarta brahmanas, they follow the rules more than Vaishnavas do. They may do. And they may be very truthful, committed to truth, but they don't accept Krishna as the ultimate truth. So these statements about the divine and the demoniac, they're general indications, and they have to be understood within the context of Vishnu Bhakta Smito Daiva Asurastad Viparyayaha. One who is a devotee of Krishna, he is divine, and one who is not, who is the opposite, he's a demon. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is meant for lifting up the demoniac people to the divine platform, to the godly platform of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, in this age, in Kali Yuga, everyone is infected with the demoniac qualities. So, Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? There's so much could be said about these things. One who is practicing devotional service, automatically the divine qualities develop in them. Well, the actual statement is yes, yasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvair tatra samasite sura. That in a person who has a kinchana, means he's performing devotional service with no other motive and no other activity. A kinchana, one word, it subsumes the ahaitukya pratihata, that without any personal motive and uninterruptedly, unstoppably. So one who practices devotion, in such a person, all the good qualities develop. But if one is practicing with some ulterior motive, then it may that will benefit, but it may take a long time, take more time. It may be like pouring petrol into a fire with one hand and water with the other hand. So, you didn't get as far as asking the question, but anyway, the question got stopped in its tracks. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.